Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
Gallagher has been one of OSU's most planted wheat varieties since its creation, and it's easy to understand why. Gallagher has superior fall forage production and grain yield. Its broad disease package is centered on leaf rust and stripe rust. Gallagher is also resistant to Hessian fly and offers above-average milling and baking quality verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Choose Gallagher, a descendant of Duster, and another of OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
So many things happening right now impacting U.S. agriculture. Brooke Appleton is the Director of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers Association. Brooke says for the corn growers they're representing inside the Washington, D.C. Beltway, job one is to get across the finish line successfully the U.S.-Mexican-Canadian Free Trade Agreement.
Well, our number one legislative priority right now is no doubt getting USMCA across the finish line. And that has been our message since the first of the year. You know, it was we finished the deal at the end of last year. We got in the new Congress. We knew the landscape was going to be a little different. So we've just been educating members, trying to get into the, you know, it was almost 100 freshmen elected late last year. So just trying to get through and educate folks on why it's important, particularly to corn, but for agriculture as a whole. So, yes, USMCA is at the top of our list as far as priorities go.
Are you optimistic we can get something, you know, completed, especially with the Democratic House?
Yes, I am, absolutely. We've seen really good effort from the House and the Senate and this administration to work together to get a deal done. I think they're currently kind of working through some differences. We're just hopeful that they can get through those and we can kind of get the clock started as soon as they send up the language. But we feel good. We've done over 100 meetings since the first of the year. We've had a lot of Democratic offices, a lot of Republican offices, and we overall feel good, particularly in corn country. So that's good.
Brooke Appleton with the National Corn Growers. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says that the administration is close to an understanding with Mexico and Canada to remove those steel and aluminum tariffs that have been in place for almost a year and have heavily impacted U.S. agriculture. The Treasury Secretary not indicating exactly what that potential agreement will look like. However, any tariff resolution will go a long way toward clearing the path to congressional approval of USMCA. Now, let's talk spring-planted crops. Back in the old days, it used to be wheat, wheat, wheat. Back in the 90s, the Freedom to Farm Law started farmers down that path of being able to diversify and really plant for the market. And that includes crops like corn and grain sorghum and soybeans. OSU Extension Specialist Josh Lofton says the soybean numbers in Oklahoma will be bigger than ever.
Yeah, I mean, soybean acres have been growing substantially over the last couple of years, and while the commodity price still isn't great, it's better than some of the other alternatives. And so we've seen a lot of growers, even in our traditional eastern corridor, growing soybeans. But the biggest thing is we've seen a lot of folks in this north central region, northwest Oklahoma, start picking up soybeans. And so we've actually seen our biggest growth of soybeans coming around this north central area. And so that's a really good thing.
Josh Lofton saying maybe 800,000 acres of soybeans may be planted this year in Oklahoma. You've got farm news on Ron.
For 100 years, AFR Insurance has protected Oklahomans and their families, offering an array of policies, including auto, home, farm, and life. We find what works for you. With agents in communities across the state, we're your neighbor and your friend. We focus on you so you can focus on yours. AFR Insurance, for Oklahoma's families, for young and old, for everyone, for you. Price, protection, peace of mind. That's AFR Insurance. Contact your local agent today.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.